So this summer's jam is Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. Don't worry, though. There's an antidote to the studio-produced slickness for those of us who prefer the thrift shop to the shopping mall. That's in the form of Grass Widow's Internal Logic and Deep Time's self-titled debut. Okay, so I'm not talking about a single here. These are albums, albeit slender ones. You can play these back-to-back in just over an hour, but in that hour is the essence of summer 2012, or at least as I would ideally have it. It's a lazy lo-fi personification that still has plenty of catchy pop hooks, they're fuzzy ones, and an understated drive that permeates. Grass Widow is a three-piece from San Francisco, with Hannah Liu bass, Raven Mahan guitar, and Lillian Maring drums. All three do up the vocals. They're like a slacker garage girl group, brimming with intricate sloppiness in three-part harmonies. There are moments where they're slightly off-pitch, but it's all quite charming. Take Disappearing Industries, perhaps the catchiest tune on Internal Logic. Although after listening, the catchiest just keeps on changing. They're all rather catchy. What starts as a driving drum and bass line is soon adorned with signature three-part harmonies when all three dive in with vocals. It creates a little off-kilter bliss atop the perfectly constructed hook. At the interlude comes a spazzy, fuzzed-out guitar, creating a slouchy jangle that never loses momentum in its brief 2 minutes and 35 seconds. This recipe also works well on Milo Minute, Hang Around, and opener Goldilocks Zone, which slows a bit to mid-tempo and opens with a space-agey synth. Much of the album fits this mold, but it never sounds formulaic or spazzy. In fact, it all seems off the cuff and casual. The slowest moments arrive in the two instrumentals that close out each side of the record. A Light in the Static is a classical guitarist tune that feels as though you're sipping on a cerveza in a hammock on the beach someplace in Central America, and that closes out side A of the record. Response to Photographers, a plodding echo hammered out on what sounds like a haunted toy piano played in some grandmother's attic, ends the album. There are no three-part harmonies in Deep Time, but there are some similarities. Deep Time are Jennifer Moore, organ, electric guitar, and voice, and Adam Jones on percussion. The Austin duo has recorded for a long time as Yellow Fever, but changed their name when a lawsuit was filed for copyright infringement. Though there are no three-part harmonies here, Moore sticks to the vocals. The slacker drive is in Multitude, along with irresistible pop hooks that start immediately with Bermuda Triangle. I wrote a speech and wrote it down. Vampy guitar licks, a driving bass line, and an oft-shifting time signature create a woozy wobbliness held expertly together with Jones's exacting percussion. Moore's vocal delivery and range recall Stereolab's Letitia Stadier, as do Moore's organ parts that range from a driving drone of a doom to fuzzed-out rosy bliss all in one song, as in Coleman. Moore enjoys slurring, at times almost evoking a yodel as a Gilligan, where she lingers on two-syllable words like radio, turning them into four and sometimes interluding into non-word upward cueing as in Gold. Or gimmicks here, just tightly honed mixed tempo anthems that prove Deep Time have done a fair amount of listening to both classic rock and avant-garde jazz. Always, there's an understated drive that informs each measure. In an era where torch anthems belted out by American Idol winners, don't even get me started on the use of pitchiness as a critique, and overproduced pop hooks reign supreme, the understated, masterfully sloppy, off-the-cuff sounds of Grass Widow and Deep Time provide a refreshing antidote. And this is slacker, sloppy, meant only in the most affectionate of ways. The slack here is an overdrive and completely intentional, informed by all sorts of sounds. In the case of Grass Widow, that will be equal parts girl group and garage band. And for Deep Time, it's post-punk minimalism married to a math rock sensibility. Whereas Grass Widow is slightly unkept, Deep Time sees precision in their hiccups. The two together provide a perfect summer pairing of DIY slacker bliss. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.